And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 28th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of Ben Hecht, born in New York City, 1894, went off to Chicago, became a newspaper writer, and then wrote the play The Front Page, along with Charles MacArthur. It was a big hit in 1928. Went out to Hollywood and became a very productive screenwriter. Wrote the screenplay for His Girl Friday and Nothing Sacred, Wuthering Heights, Notorious. He rewrote the script for Gone with the Wind. He rewrote it in about 5 days, was paid $10,000, did not get screen credit for it. It's the birthday of the essayist Michel de Montaigne, born in Perigord in Bordeaux, France, 1533, considered by many to be the creator of the personal essay, who said the highest of wisdom is continual cheerfulness. It's the birthday of Colm McCann, born Dublin, 1965, moved to America when he was 21, went up to Cape Cod, bought a typewriter, spent a summer trying to write profound things. By the end of summer, had not written an entire single page. So he hopped on a bicycle and he pedaled across the country for a year and a half, went through 40 states in Texas, went to college, met the woman who would become his wife, Allison Hawke. In 2009, Colm McCann published the book Let the Great World Spin, which was a huge success. His latest work, a novella, 13 Ways of Looking. It was on this date in 1953, Francis Crick and James Watson discovered the structure of DNA. With the help of a woman, Rosalind Franklin, whose X-rays they had stolen, she would have received the Nobel Prize along with them, but she had died by the time the prize was awarded. Here's a poem for today by Dana Gioia entitled Being Happy. Of course it was doomed, I know that now, but it ended so quickly, and I was young. I hardly remember that summer in Seattle except for her. The city seems just a rainy backdrop. From the moment I first saw her at the office, I was hooked. I started visiting her floor. I couldn't work unless I caught a glimpse of her. Once we exchanged glances, but we never spoke. Then, at a party, we found ourselves alone. We started kissing and ended up in bed. We talked all night. She claimed she had liked me secretly for months. I wonder now if that was true. 2 weeks later, her father had a heart attack. While she was in Chicago, they shut down our division. I was never one for writing letters. On the phone, we had less to say each time. And that was it, just those two breathless weeks. Then years of mild regret and intermittent speculation. Being happy is mostly like that. You don't see it up close. You recognize it later from the ache of memory, and you can't recapture it. You only get to choose whether to remember or forget, whether to feel remorse or nothing at all. Maybe it wasn't really love, but who can tell when nothing deeper ever came along? A poem by Dana Gioia, Being Happy, from his collection 99 Poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, brain training developed by scientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games. Lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.